Judiciary Committee.
Yeah, it may be.
Then again, it may not be. You have in front of you, colleagues, amendments to Senate Bill 384. The amendments under consideration, Mr. Taylor's provided you the dash A14 amendments, which were adopted the last time we met, which frankly seems like a session ago, on this bill. You have now in front of you the A22s and the A23 amendments, which will be under consideration, in this brief meeting. I would like to ask, the representative from Dallas if he would be so kind as to take us through the A22 amendments.
Oh, I'm pleased to. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Friends, you may recall, the kids and pickups discussion we had before. Let me tell you what happened since this bill, since we last heard this bill.
We don't really have that much time.
We don't, okay, let me tell you what these, then in that case, let me tell you what they do. I think we had, some consternation or some problem about the scope of the exemption in the bill. And the amendment as it was before us. This starts with the premise of House Bill 2411, which we've already passed in the House. That had an exemption for farming and miners engaged in farming and ranching activities. That raised some problems in the Senate. What we've done in this case, this is in sub C, beginning on line 18. The exemption now applies to miners engaged in all employment activities. So it is not specific as to farming and ranching. I think that takes care of the concern that we were focusing on farming and ranching employees in creating the exemption. This applies now to minors who are engaged in employment. It also it creates an exemption for minors when they're engaged in hunting activities. That was also an interest in some of our rural friends. And I will tell you, as odd as this may look, that it is very consistent with what most of the other states, and there are many, that have adopted kids in pickups bills. Typically, employment is exempt. Hunting is often exempt. Of course, we've already got parades. And in any case, this also adds a requirement that all available passenger seats must be occupied by minors, so we don't have the adults in the cab and all the kids in the back. And the tailgate has to be securely closed as well, just as a safety issue here with the transporting miners in the back of the pickup, even under those exemptions. With that, Mr. Chair, I'd move the dash A22 amendments to Senate Bill 384.
Representative Shetterly has moved the dash A22 amendments to Senate Bill 384. Are there discussion? Representative Vicki Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have a question about in the course of employment. I find it amusing about the hunting camps, but that's fine. In the course of employment, because we are setting up in statute that they can legally ride in the back of a pickup, which actually they can do now, do they still have a cause of action if they're working in the scope of their employment? They've been put in the back of a pickup, they fall out, they get injured or die. Do they have a cause of action still if we're allowing that in statute?
Representative Shirley.
Well, yeah, they do. That would be a claim under workers' compensation if it were to occur in the course and scope of employment. Of course, this bill does not create a civil right, cause of action. This is a traffic infractions bill. It may create a standard of care, but for employment, you would have that with or without this statute, that anyone who is injured in the course and scope of employment, unless they're otherwise disqualified for some reason from workers' compensation coverage, would be entitled to workers' comp benefits.
Further questions? Hearing none, Representative Ringo.
Thanks, Mr. I just wanted to follow up with that. I mean, I can see examples where you might have an employer liability loss claim, and we are creating a standard of care. And I hope that we're not doing that, and to the extent this record means anything, I would like it to reflect that it is not our intention to create a standard of care with regard to transporting minors in their employment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Further comment? The motion has been made to adopt the A22s. Do I have an objection? Hearing none, the A22s are adopted. Council, do you want to talk to us about the A23s?
Sure, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The A23 amendments deal with the Oregon Juvenile, Deschutes County's Juvenile Department and Oregon's Juvenile Department's starting off in Section 11, which is an amendment to ORS 1419C001. Currently, it's ambiguous whether the Secretary of State can audit county juvenile departments or is limited just to the Oregon Youth Authority. And the bold language at the end of page 1 clarifies that audits performed under this subsection must include programs audits and performance audits, programs, policies, and services established. Okay. And it also, that it, the programs, policies, and services of the county juvenile department may be audited. So it clarifies that it can, it clarifies the Secretary of State has the authority to go out and audit a county juvenile program. And then starting down on line 8, it sets forth what, this is a language I believe the Secretary of State's audit department asked for to clarify their powers. The Secretary of State may subpoena witnesses, require the production of books and papers, and rendering of reports in such manner and form as the Secretary of State requires, and may do all these things necessary to secure a full and thorough investigation. Then the other part of this bill, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, going over to page 3, extends out the Deschutes County Demonstration Project. This is a project that was developed 4 years ago. Under this program, Deschutes County, each county gets a number of beds at the Oregon Youth Authority. And Deschutes County has an agreement with the Oregon Youth Authority whereby it, rather than sending these kids to the valley, they have the room in their juvenile facility. They take care of these kids in the community. And for doing that, they receive money from the state. So this would continue that program out until the year June 30th, 2005. The last part of the bill, and I'll go back to some other smaller things, says no later than June 30th, 2002, the Division of Audits of the Office of Secretary of State shall audit the Deschutes County Delinquent Youth Demonstration Project. So there'll be an audit, both a performance and a fiscal audit, by the Secretary of State's Audit Division of the Demonstration Project up in Deschutes County. And no later than December 1st of 2002, the Secretary of State shall report the findings of the audit to the appropriate interim legislative committee, which I assume would be at least the Judiciary Committee and probably the Audits Committee also.
Thank you, Counsel. We are going to be told here momentarily that we are under a call. Colleagues, you know the dialogue that's been going back and forth on this. I will just represent to you that I met earlier today. I know, we're under a call. I met earlier today with Representative Westland and with Senator Minnis. We went over the details of the Dash A23 amendments, which have been at this point deemed acceptable to them. Considering the fact that we are under the call, maybe
Mr.
you
Chair,
Representative Shetterly.
You want a motion?
I would.
Move the Dash 23 amendments to House Senate Bill 384.
Representative Shetterly moves the Dash 23 amendments, A23 amendments, to Senate Bill 384. Is there a discussion on the amendments?
I'm sorry, but I have a question.
Ask.
It says on page 3, line 22, if evaluation in 2002 indicates the project has been successful, they'll extend it, but it doesn't say if it indicates it's not, what happens to the funds. Will they not extend it if it has not been proven successful?
I assume if it's not successful, the next legislative session, the next legislature would make a determination to pull back from the extension of the program. I mean,
okay.
That would be my assumption.
That would be mine.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Okay, the motion is to adopt the A23s. Is there any objection? Hearing none, the A23s are in.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
Move Senate Bill 384 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Shetterly moves Senate Bill 384 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Call the roll.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Backlund?
Aye.
Aye.
Representative
Shetterly?
Aye.
Representative Cheryl Walker?
Aye.
Representative Vicki Walker?
Aye.
Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Lowe?
Aye.
Chair Williams?
Aye. Senate Bill 384 is amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Shetterly, carried.
Where's you?